Toronto proud to announce from Zurich, Men's League Switzerland, from U.S. program, Austin Matthews.
Austin Matthews opens the scoring. Welcome to the NHL.
The Winnipeg Jets are proud to select from Tappara of the Finnish Elite League, Patrick Laine.
Handsome around.
Columbus Blue Jackets are proud to select from Cape Breton Screaming Eagles, Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Vezinikov, a drop pass to Dubois. Dubois cutting to the front of the net. They score! Dubois!
From Karpat in Finland, Jesse Puljujärvi.
Turnover. There's a shot. Pieti scores!
With the fifth selection, Vancouver select from the London Knights, Ole Ulevi.
Pieti shot. Scores!
All eyes on the NHL draft in Chicago. This is the Prospect Project 2017 with Jeff Merrick.
So take us back to your draft then. That's always a huge deal, obviously, for a hockey player. Take us back to everything sort of surrounding those couple of days last year. You got picked in the second round by the Chicago Blackhawks. There were some rumors that Florida might have been interested in the first round to grab you. I'm sure you talked to a lot of teams and you might have had a feeling a certain way about some of them. Did it surprise you that it was Chicago? What was the experience all like for you?
Signing the first contract, that was also a really exciting time for me. And, going into the draft, like you said, I had no idea where I was going to go. And I'm really happy it turned out to be Chicago. Such a great organization. And the way they develop their players is second to none. So really happy I ended up there.
It's kind of appropriate, too. You went to Lake Forest as well, and that's in Illinois. So it's sort of appropriate, I suppose, that Chicago grabs you.
Yeah, I think so. Spent some time there going to school and went to one or two Hawks games, but I don't think I was cheering for the Hawks then. But it's pretty great. A lot of my friends are Blackhawks fans, and it's cool to go there.
What was your first camp like?
It was different, it's a lot faster, it's just a little bit different style of hockey, but it was really fun seeing all those guys that played in the NHL and just kind of learning from them as you go. It's something that I think I really used to my advantage, and just seeing what they do every day on and off the ice, it was a good experience for me.
Is that one of the things you noticed right away, just that the speed level is that much faster and everything has to be done that much more quickly?
Everyone plays a smarter game, so the time you have with the pocket is definitely cut down, and you just have to think a lot quicker than normal. So I don't know if the speed level was that much faster, but definitely just the ability of the players and the smartness of them, it just cuts down the time you have the puck for sure.
Now, your shot is one of your calling cards. I mean, it's elite. Back-to-back 50-goal seasons in the OHL. Maybe another one on the horizon, and you'll be catching a record set by Dale McCourt back in the 70s with 350-goal seasons in the OHL. Is that something that's always come naturally to you, having that great shot, or is that something you've worked on for a number of years?
I've worked on it a lot, but I don't think all of it's working on it. I think certain parts of it come natural, When I was younger, I'd always shoot pucks in the basement or outside. And just before I came to the OHL, it was a big thing for me to get my release better. So whenever I had a chance, I'd just work on quick release because, it's obviously harder for the goalies to react if you have a quick shot. And I think that's one of the reasons I've had such success.
Yeah, how much? There's a lot of guys now that will work on, they'll go to skills camps in the off season to work on, hiding the puck, changing up the release, whether it's, white ice shooting, top grip, bottom grip, all these fancy ways now to disguise a shot and to disguise the puck. How much time do you spend working on that skill specifically? Because, as I mentioned, from your draft class in the OHL right now, it's amongst one of the more elite shots going.
I spend all the time I can, really. If I have any extra time when I'm skating in the summer, I'll definitely work on that. Like I said, that's kind of why I've been successful so far. So, just getting that much better can make me better player and have a better shot. So I think I work on that a lot, but also need to work on the other things in my game too. So pretty evenly spread out the way I work on it. And, but that is something I focus on.
You've played with some high-end guys as well. I mean, you played with Connor McDavid. You've played with Dylan Strome. What are some of the things you've picked up from them?
Just the way they think the game and the way they do everything at top speed. I know Connor is one of the fastest skaters I've ever seen. So him doing everything he does at top speed is something I kind of picked up in my first year and just kind of tried to do myself. Obviously, I don't do it as well as him, but yeah, definitely from him, it's a big thing to do everything at top speed. And Dylan, he kind of, he slows it down to his own pace, but he's also so smart. So he just, he lets the game come to him, and he can make any play he wants. So I think they're two different style players, and me playing with both of them kind of helped my development out, I think, being able to play with both styles.
You know, when I look at Connor McDavid and even now watching him with the Edmonton Oilers, one of the things that I'm always blown away by, and you got a front row seat for this playing in the OHL with him, those straight line crossovers that he does to accelerate so quickly. Give us a sense of how tough that is to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely tough, and he's the best I've ever seen at it for sure. It's something you got to work on all the time, really. And when you're in practice, you got to work on it, because it definitely, it kind of tricks the D. He doesn't know which way you're going to go, and it really is deceptive. So he's definitely the best I've ever seen at that, and I think it's a lot harder than it looks.
It looks difficult, although you're right, just to a casual view, to say, wow, he's going fast. I wonder why. Wow, he must just be a fast hockey player. You played a lot of wing, and you've also played center as well. The last game that I saw with the Erie Otters, you were playing in the middle with Kyle Maksimovic and Taylor Radish. More comfortable on the wing, or do you like playing in the middle?
You know, it doesn't really matter for me. I mean, I play both, so I think it's good for me to be versatile like that and be able to be wherever my coach needs me at that point. So I think either is fine with me, but I think a big part of a good player's game is he's able to be versatile.
Mm-hmm. When did, at what age, Alex, did you start to see scouts, you know, knocking on your dressing room door to ask the coach to talk to you? At what point did agents start coming around and ask to talk to you and your family? At what point did it really start to get real for you?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, Major Minor was a year where there were a lot of scouts around the rinks. Playing in Detroit, it's a hockey hotbed, really, for the scouts. So they were around a lot. Not too much looking at me, I don't think, but really my Lake Forest year when Perry Bassin came to my locker room and was talking to me, that was probably maybe the first real experience of anything that real, I think. So him, and then first year in the OHL playing with Connor and Dylan, scouts at every game. So I think those few years were the years that it really started to build up.
That's an interesting point, too. I mean, you were never drafted into the OHL. You know, Sherwood Bassin loves to tell a story of how he found Alex DeBrincat and kept him away from everybody and made sure that you signed with the Erie Otters. Is that a story that you end up talking to a lot of younger kids about? You know, this idea that even if you're not drafted into a league, you can still be successful. You know, Alex, you were never drafted into the OHL, and here you are, a second-round draft pick of one of the you know, the best franchises in the last 10 years in the NHL.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I can keep confidence in a few kids that aren't drafted, you know, I'm happy, you know. Not everyone's drafted, and not everyone can go on to play in the OHL or any other league. So just keeping your confidence up there and keep working hard is definitely a big thing for that. You know, you can't give up once you're not drafted, or else. And, I mean, there it goes, you know. It's fast as you were put in the game. So I think definitely just keep working hard if you're not drafted and work to make the league.
Well, listen, you're a very driven and hardworking guy. This is a podcast all about hockey prospects And I want to ask you one final question. That's about one of your teammates who's up for the draft this year, Ivan Lodnia, who plays with the Erie Otters on your squad. What can you tell our listeners about him?
Oh, he's a great player. You know, he's really smart. Good on his skates. I think he's a really good skater. He's really good side to side, and I think he's one of the hardest working guys I've seen. You know, he's on the ice a lot more. He'll go on the ice before workout in the morning, and then also at practice. So he's working to get better, and he's a really good player and really skilled. And I think a lot of people will be excited about him.